Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Fact speaking from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Bona, BBC. How are you guys doing? How is the sun? How is the moon? How is everything? How are the stars? Hope you guys are doing very well. Today is another day just like other days. And I have come back again, as usual, to come and talk about my topic again for today. The topic today is fear. What is fear? Fear is when one is unable to utilize one's potential due to low self-esteem, lack of confidence, or the thought of failure or being mocked. Now, we've decided that in order for us to have a good legacy, a positive legacy, we need to go out, we need to socialize, we need to do everything that has to do with interaction. The major thing is go out and utilize your potential. We have established that fact, and it is obviously true. But now, the idea is this: there are many people in our society today, there are many people in our world today that are afraid, that are scared in one way or the other. It is a normal, in fact, it's a common thing as of now. There are some that are shy. It could be in the form of shyness. It could be in the form of like low self-esteem. It could be in the form of lack of confidence or many things at all. But the major thing is that this fear has destroyed many potentials. It has limited many potentials. It has destroyed the abilities of many. It has a way of making one not to become the best of who he or she is destined to be. So if, for example, you have an A student ability, you begin to get B minus and or B plus, and that is because of fear. Fear has that power, and that is why I want to talk about this topic today, because it is very, very important that we address such negativity in our lives. Fear comes in different ways. There's fear of utilizing one's potential. There's fear of the dark. There are different things people are afraid of. In this case, I want to talk about the most common one, which is the fear of utilizing one's potential. Some people feel that people would laugh at them. Some people feel that people would mock them if they exhibit some sort of potential they have, if they exhibit some sort of talent they have. It could be music, it could be playing soccer or something, but they are more concerned about what people think about them than actually making themselves better. It's bad. And at the end of the day, the person could end up not becoming the best version of his or herself. Utilizing one's potential, utilizing your potential, is the major reason you are on this earth. Remember, I've said it in the last couple of weeks that every human is designed for a purpose. If you are not in this world for a purpose, you won't be here in the first place. You are designed for a purpose. And one major purpose is to utilize your potential. There is something in you that is there, but you are refusing to bring it out. And one of the elements that makes that person not to bring it out is because of fear. Fear has a way of limiting somebody's of making someone not to have confidence in his or her potential, of making somebody to not utilize his or her potential maximally. And that is bad. That has a way of like destroying someone internally. So the funny thing about this type of fear is that there are people who do not even know they have it. There are people that see it as a normal thing. There are people that do not even realize how much they have to offer. There are people that think that they are not useful in any way, maybe because of the challenges they have faced in the process of trying to bring this potential out. It could be because of what people said. It could be because of what so-called friends have said about their potentials. That is why they have refused, or they've refused, they've decided to lock up. It's bad, really, really bad, because you are special as the person you are even asking to judge your potential. You have something to offer, same as the person who you are telling to judge your potential. You and the person that you are telling to judge your potential are both human beings. And if they use a pin to pinch both of your arms, blood will come out. So that's the idea. The idea is that both of you are human beings. The idea is that humans are likely to make false judgments. They are likely to make mistakes. And that is why we need to realize that we should not use human judgment to judge ourselves, but instead, we should put in more action in utilizing our potential. If we fail, we dust ourselves and we pick ourselves back up. That is the idea. We shouldn't allow fear in our lives. We shouldn't allow mockery to get into our heads. Instead, we should focus on being the best version of ourselves. The first category of people with this type of fear are the people with low self-esteem and lack of confidence. This means that the reason why one is afraid of utilizing one's potential in this case is because of fear of criticism, fear of failure, or even fear of being laughed at while going through the process. Like I said in my last session. Now, low self-esteem and lack of confidence comes as a result of the most important one in this case is fear of criticism. We care much more about what people will think about us, especially knowing fully well that the road to success has to do with many procedures. There are many procedures towards the road to success, and the idea is that it won't come that easy. You have to go through many challenges. You have to go through many things. You have to like fail. There are times you will fail. There are times that you would fail massively. But that is what people are afraid of. They do not want people to see them in that position where they are facing challenges. And that is why they are afraid of utilizing their potential. They are afraid of going through that path of utilizing their potential. That's why they prefer to sit back. But no, the idea is that no matter what you do in our world today, no matter what you do in the society today, people will criticize you. Even if you just stay at home and sit down, people will criticize you. That is very essential. That's, for some reason, I don't know why that happens, but people will criticize you no matter what you do. But you need to realize that the major thing you have to do in this world, the major reason why you are in this world, the most important reason is to utilize your potential. And in order for you to utilize your potential, You have to bring out the best in you. Every day when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the afternoon, when you wake up in the evening, you need to realize that this is another chance for you to become the best version of yourself. Where you are is not where you are supposed to be. Where you are, every day when you wake up, you need to realize that you need to be one step higher than where you were the previous day. You need to put in effort. Do not care about what people think, except when probably they're advising you. Then you can contemplate which one is good and which one is bad. But do not care about what people think. The idea is this. It's not that their opinions do not necessarily matter, but you need to realize that these people are human beings just as you are. They are capable of making mistakes. Somebody is capable of saying that, you have the ability to become a medical doctor, when in fact you have the ability to become a soccer player. We are human beings. They are likely to make mistakes. And in your case, they can make mistakes because they are human. And that is why you should not be taken aback by criticisms. Instead, you should work hard. You should work hard to become the best version of yourself. Fear of failure. Failure is normal. In everything you do, there are times that you will fail. It could be in playing football. It could be in music. It could be in at work or in different places. There are times that you will encounter failure. However, you need to realize this, that failure is not a curse. It is not bad luck. It is just part of life. It is there to tell you that you need to work on yourself. All these challenges are there to tell you that you need to continuously put in the best in everything you're doing. If you are failed, you need to go sit yourself down and talk to yourself and be like, what made me fail in the first place? What made me fail in this part? Could it be this? Could it be that? But the major thing is that you need to remove that factor that made you fail. And you need to dust yourself back up and go out and put in your best again. That is why failure is there. Failure is not there necessarily to draw you down. Failure is there for you to become better, for you to become a better version of yourself. That is why failure is here. Anybody that is encountering failure as of now, you need to know this. You need to have this at the back of your mind. You are not cursed. You are not facing any bad luck. You are just in a stage of your life, where you are supposed to address yourself and you are supposed to become the best version of yourself. You are supposed to sit yourself down and realize what part of you is making you fail. Fear of being laughed at. Why should you care about what people think? At the end of the day, if you become a success story, if you put in the best that you can possibly put, and you become successful, these same people that were laughing at you would be the ones frolicking around you. And that is the idea. That is humans for you. That is the human race for you. The idea that they do not necessarily know, like they do not know what tomorrow will bring. They are capable of making mistakes in terms of judgments, most especially. So the idea is that you are here to become the best version of yourself. You are here for yourself. You were born alone. That means that you need to do everything you are doing alone. Make friends that have the same ideologies with you. Make friends that have the same vision with you. That is the most important thing. When it comes to targeting success, there will be challenges along the way. There will be times when you have to make it obvious that you are hustling and trying to make ends meet, as you would need as much help as you possibly can. And these are two things people do not want, which eventually makes them take the fast road that leads to disastrous consequences. Life is like a ladder. Life is like a step-by-step thing. You cannot jump A to D. A child cannot jump from primary school to university. It's not possible. You have to go through the secondary school before the university. That is how life is. There are certain times when you jump the ladder and you could end up falling back down and becoming, in fact, when you fall down, you injure yourself. And that is worse than when you started climbing the ladder. So you need to realize that life is like a step-by-step thing. You cannot jump from level 1 to level 5. You cannot just attain success easily. You need to face challenges. Those challenges are there to make you more mature. Because eventually, when you succeed, you will need maturity to be able to maintain that success, to be able to improve that success. So challenges are there for you to become more matured. If you take the fast road, there's a high possibility that you won't have the maturity to even maintain that success. There's a high possibility that you won't even enjoy yourself. So you need to realize that challenges are there for you to be matured. Because if eventually you make it, if eventually you become successful, you will need that maturity to maintain yourself. You will need that maturity to improve yourself. The second category of people with fear of utilizing one's potential are the people who feel where they are is okay. As a human being, every second, minute, hour is to be spent contemplating how you would move forward in terms of development, be it business development, mind development, spiritual development, financial development. However, some people feel either because they are third position in class or the assistant manager of a particular company, they are okay where they are. The idea is this. You need to realize that where you are today is not where you are supposed to be. You are in this world to realize that every day when you wake up, every morning when you wake up, is a chance for you to become the best version of yourself. It is a chance for you to put in your best in everything you can do. If you're third, aim for second. If you're second, aim for first. If you're first, improve your score so that you can maintain that level. Everyone needs to realize that. Every second, minute, and hour is a chance for you to develop yourself. Be it mind development, financial, spiritual, business development. You need to realize that you have to develop yourself. Where you are is not where you're supposed to be. Where you are is the bare minimum. You should put in effort in everything you're doing so that you can have a positive legacy. You see, the likes of Ronaldo, I always use Ronaldo as an example because there are limited number of celebrities. I know, I'm deeply sorry about this. So Ronaldo is like possibly one out of 10, I know. Ronaldo is... The reason why Ronaldo is one of the greatest footballers of all time is because he wasn't satisfied with the barest minimum. He made sure that every day he put in more effort. He made sure that every day he put in more effort towards bringing in more skills, towards becoming a better footballer. You look at Lionel Messi, the same thing, and many other best athletes. They are not satisfied with the barest minimum. They want to become better and better, and that is why they are succeeding. In you, for you, you're only seeing the parts where their output, but the input that they put is the fact that they are not satisfied where they are. They ensure that they work very hard to be better than where they are. They are not satisfied with the barest minimum. If they score an hat trick, they want to score 4 goals. If they score 4 goals, they want to score 5. They want to be the best in everything they are doing. They want to break records. That is the idea. That is what is in their minds. And for you to break records, you have to ensure that every day when you wake up, you put in your best in everything you are doing. However, some people feel, either because they are, I've said that, however, they need to realize that we are in this world to be at our best, to be the protagonist of our life. And if we are okay or satisfied with not being the best, we will lay our beds in an average manner, which might affect our future generation as they would become satisfied in performing in a mediocre manner. You need to realize that you are the protagonist of your own life. You are in this world for yourself. You are in this world to make yourself better. When you make yourself better, that is when you can make people around you better. You should not be satisfied being third position in class. You should not be satisfied being second in the class, because you have the ability to become the best of the best. You have the ability to break records. If you are not special, you won't be in this world. If you are not special, you won't be in this world today. You won't even have been born. And that's the idea. You need to realize that. You are in this world to become the protagonist of your own destiny. If you do not put in your best, you would have an average destiny. And no one wants to end up that way. There's a way to which you work so hard and you end up achieving success that you have a positive legacy, a legacy that even your children will remember, a legacy that your children will look up to and want to become on par with it, or even pass it. That would be the standard. If you have a very high legacy, a very positive legacy, your children will put it there, and that will be the standard they are to meet or become better than. You should not be satisfied being mediocre. You should ensure that you put in your best in everything. Do not allow fear in your lives. Do not allow fear in your in different things you are doing. Fear is just there to limit your potential. Fear is there to make you not get to your goal. Fear has never benefited anyone in the long run, and it will never. You need to not care about what people think about you. You need to care about what you think about yourself. Are you satisfied with where you are today? Are you satisfied with where you are as a human being today? Are you having that inner satisfaction that you should have as a human being, because you are the owner of, you are the protagonist of your own life? Are you satisfied with the effort you are putting? Search deep into yourself. And if you are not, put in your best positively. Utilize yourself and utilize your potential in a positive manner and see yourself blossom. You will face challenges, but you need to realize that these challenges are there for you to become more mature at the end of the day. And that maturity would help you when you eventually get success. What are the effects of having such a mindset? What are the effects of having that fear of utilizing your potential? Laziness, limited creativity, average potential, depression, a bad legacy. We need to realize that there are many things we are blessed as human beings. You are blessed as a human being. But if you have such a mindset of maybe shyness or fear of utilizing your potential, you would have so many problems, including the one that should not really be your business at this point in your life. I've been there and I'm just recovering, frankly speaking. The human mind is creative. The human mind has a lot of things to offer to the world and to their fellow humans. The idea is this: with fear, you limit that creativity. The human mind has a lot of potentials to bring out. The human mind, with that creativity, can release a lot of potentials. The problem is this: you have the fear of utilizing your potential. The human mind is designed, is in someone to bring out an output of a good legacy. But the problem here is that if you are afraid, if you allow fear into your heart, you embrace toxicity in the process. And if you embrace toxicity in the process, you have an output of toxicity. That means that when you are relating with your fellow humans or your friends or your bosses or anybody at all, you will relate with them in a very annoying manner that will portray you as a bad person, when in reality you are not, you're just facing issues. So you need to realize that fear shouldn't be part of your life. Fear, you should try as much as possible to remove such pandemic. I call it a pandemic because it is a pandemic. You should try as much as possible to remove such problem. What is the solution? What exactly is the solution to the fear of utilizing one's potential? Ignore what people say and listen to your guts. Be disciplined. Have a plan. Think about the fact that if you utilize your potential effectively and in a positive manner, you will have a great and positive legacy that people will remember. Defy the odds. Have friends that share success ideologies. You need to ignore what people say. You need to realize that those people, if they say that you are a failure, if they say that you are ugly, you need to realize that those people are human beings and are capable of making mistakes. You need to realize that those people are not capable of judging you because they themselves are not even perfect. So you need to realize that they are human beings capable of making mistakes. They are not perfect themselves. Listen to yourself. Tell yourself every day. If somebody is telling you you are ugly, tell yourself every day that I'm the most beautiful human being in the world. If somebody is telling you that you are a failure, tell yourself that this path is to drive me towards my path of success. Tell yourself that you are a success story. Be disciplined. Have a plan. Have a goal. What is your goal in life? Be disciplined. Use discipline. Use self-control to follow your plan. Defy the odds. What you cannot do, the things you are afraid of doing, if it's that you are afraid of speaking in public, defy the odds and register. Speak in public. Make mistakes. You will make mistakes. Note the mistakes. Go and work on them. And and come back again and speak in public again. Do it again and again and again. You'll become perfect in that aspect of your life. Have friends that share success ideologies. Friendship is very important. Interaction is very important.